sounds kind of nutty on a couple of levels. First of all, I mean, you know, slot machines, roulette wheels, it's not exactly casino gambling in Las Vegas. It's obviously harmless fun for these little kids. And this mom has actually been fostering it by taking her kids there. It's one of the defenses they're launching. On the other hand, you know, we're kind of in a nanny state, you know, fast food restaurant bans in some towns, and generally we're more willing to be strict about kids and protecting them than we are about adults when it comes to drugs, alcohol, pornography, public safety. So I can see some people getting behind this and saying, yeah, if we're conditioning kids to be, you know, victims of the gambling mentality, then let's cut it off when they're still children.
Well, if she really thinks it's fostering addictive behavior, like she says in the suit, why does she keep going back?
Good question. It really sounds suspicious. Maybe the $5 million in damages she's seeking, you know, maybe she's got a big mortgage payment. But, I mean, you know, from her perspective, she's saying it creates the same highs and lows in the minds of children that adults experience who gamble their paychecks away. That, you know, you have this kind of, video game mentality, enticing the children to play repeatedly by giving them tickets, and it fosters the addictive behavior. And when you think about it, I mean, these video games like World of Warcraft or the computer games that really have a huge hold on some people. But then you have to step back and ask yourself, as a society, do we want to ban this? Do we want to allow lawsuits to stop this kind of thing? Or are we going to allow free choice to prevail and let parents do whatever they want?
Then don't go, I say to this lady. And she has a 3- and a 5-year-old, which I have to say, I would never have taken my son to Chuck E. Cheese at that young age. I know I'm a little over the top on this, but I think that's a little young to be taking them to start with, yet she's taking 3- and 5-year-olds. Nevertheless,
she's voluntarily exposing the kids to the same thing that she's now suing and claiming millions of dollars in damages about. And I suppose her perspective might be, well, you know, of course everybody was doing it, and it dawned on me slowly that this is a terrible thing and somebody's got to take a stand. And so it's just an interesting enough issue that you are going to see people on both sides in terms of protecting children. I got to believe, though, Maggie, my prediction is the system, the legal system, they may not laugh out loud in her face, but I don't think it'll take too long for a judge to toss this one into the dumper.